So, welcome to everyone. So, any reflections?
So I try not to be distracted when I'm meditating and not meditating. But when I sleep, I totally forget about
it. Yeah.
So I think lots and lots when I'm asleep.
Yeah, just, you know, keep on doing while you are awake, you know, slowly this will enter in the sleep also. Like, you know, that's why it's like really time-taking process, because to enter sleep, it really takes time, you know. Yes, please. When?
Perfect meditative state. When can we see it? When can we feel it? When is
it? You know, it's like very, very inner feeling, you know, like, and only you can tell. You know, like, you know, probably kind of like, you know, I have seen you one or two times, you know, like really attuned. So, you know, this is why you are asking, I think. So, you know, I think just keep on and then you will answer yourself, you know, this question. Yeah. Anything more? Otherwise, I'm going to bore you from, you know, reading Sanskrit, you know. So, so I think last time Valmiki was saying that. Like Ram is in a space where like he needs some maybe some support, you know, but like a very different support, you know. It's like you know, I think like this experience we experience when we are meditating in a group, like we can spend more time in meditative state than meditating at home. Like it's like somehow at home is less disturbance because nobody is there to breathe around, you know, kind of like you have your own space, but it's still you are disturbed more than here, you know, although here is like more chances of disturbance. So somehow like something kind of like something of that place, there is like a, you know, pulls together, something like. So this is like Valmiki is saying, like Ram needs that kind of support, you know, like your support, so that he can be in that state for longer time, you know, because like why longer time? You know, like because we have, say, disturbances of, say, on one level, disturbances of thinking, you know, thought level disturbances, then feeling level disturbances, also energetic level disturbances. So when you are dropped in that kind of like deep realm, energetic level, you know, something really like you can hear something is going on, you know, some really, because it's like energetic realm is not known as we know thinking, as we know feeling. So it's very difficult to really pinpoint. But one can really feel that, you know, something is like, you know, some kind of up and down and, you know, kind of, like those things keeps on going. And they only get settled by spending more time, you know, like by being there more, like somehow, you can say some kind of like cleaning happens and then it's easy to be there. So this is why Valmiki is saying that because Ram has to spend there more time, so certainly he will need your support, you know, that kind of support, that if you are like closer to Ram, you know, that will be helpful. So that was he suggested Vasishth. And Vasishth Bhagavan Purva Kaschit Ismarasi Yat Swayam Avayo Ver Santyarth Shreyase Chamahidhyam. Like Vasishth, like when he was pointed out, he really somehow kind of like remembered, you know, because that certainly what Valmiki means, you know, that is true. And so saying that certainly for in Sanskrit, they have this word like Shreyas. That it goes very, very close to like welfare, but it's exactly not. So basically, Vasishtha is saying that certainly I feel that this will be good for many. We can say good for many, you know, like in that way, Shreyas. And also very, very helpful for wisdom to come, like for in Rams, you know. So he's saying like I can really see that what you are saying, you know, that is true, you know, like that will help, we can say many, you know, help many as well as also help wisdom of Ram. Yes.
When there are a number of people meditating together, that there is, it's somehow more powerful.
Yeah.
Or there is more energy.
Yeah, yeah.
There than when just a person is by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like we really help each other energetically. Kind of, you know, to be pulled there inside, like to stay there. You know, there is some kind of like, we can say, like gravitation of meditation, we can say, and that really pulls us somehow together. Yeah. Explain.
Does there also have to be a certain time that the person meditates alone on his own, or can he's meditating in a group sometimes enough?
No, sometimes it's not enough, you know. Like it's really, like practice has to continue, you know. And like also, you know, this, like, you know, from retreat, you know, retreats only actually doesn't work, you know. You know, it's like slowly, like when you get to that kind of depth, you know, same kind of things will happen. But like it's, you know, maybe like to meditate alone, you know, like more willingness, you know, more kind of like this, like this intensity of wish should be like little more to alone, you know, like actually the intensity works because somehow we have to be pulled in. So that's why, like, also alone it works, you know, but maybe a little more effort, little more intensity. And certainly, you know, it has to kind of, you know, spirituality is not part of our life, you know, it's our life, like somewhere Like if that is not, then it's very difficult that it works. Like as long as spirituality has not become our life, you know, somehow. So that is very important. Continuity is very important.
What do you mean by not part of the life?
Yeah, kind of like generally, like, you know, we have this, like we divide our life, you know, 1 hour this, and, you know, kind of, you know, 1 hour I will pray, and 11 hours, you know, I will do what I like, kind of. So, like, I'm saying, you know, that is, like, you know, that really is also helpful, but not really for spiritual growth, you know. Like, somewhere is like a, somehow we have to be really managing our time, you know. Like, as soon as we find little time, you know, like, little break, okay, I just touch in. Certainly, like, we are busy, like, in our life. But there are times, you know, like, there are times, like, you are, you know, being driven, you know, sitting. So those times we can use for our insight. That's what I mean, you know. As soon as you really have to steal time, you know. Otherwise, there is not enough time, you know. Kind of like, so that's what I mean, you know, that it has to become somehow our life. As soon as you find some time, you know, you have to really try to connect.
Difficult in daily
life. You know, I think, you know, if you decide, it's not difficult. There will be plenty of time, you know. Kind of like, you know, I remember, like, kind of saying same statement, you know, I have no time for meditation. And then, like, I, you know, I got to kind of, now I really fall in love, you know, and then I saw that, because that time I was, you know, in India you have seen, like, chewing pan, you know, pans, you know, like red thing. So, like, I, you know, I think I was chewing at least maybe 12 pairs, you know, a day. And every time, you know, to get it, you know, I have to spend at least 5 times, you know, five minutes to get a pan, you know, and chew it. So 12 means like 1 hour. I said, you know, if I stop this, you know, I can save 1 hour. You know, that's how I manage time, you know, kind of like when really I fall in kind of love. So somehow, like, you know, there will be ways, you know, like, you can really steal time. Yes, please.
Do you think there's a kind of time, amount of time, that's recommended per day, or it's just each person has?
Yeah, you know, like, in the beginning, certainly amount of time really is helpful, you know, and I think, you know, 45 minutes sitting at least one time will be helpful. But later, like, once you really know, you can, like, in 5 minutes you can really do same as you do in 45 minutes, like, you know, later, you know, like, you really just, like, it's like a air jet kind of thing, you know, like, you know, I remember kind of like sitting on, you know, like, platforms, and train is coming 10 minutes later. So 10 minutes, you know, I will be kind of like really, you know, those 10 minutes. So that can be done later. So certainly in the beginning, you know, it's necessary for longer time. Little, yeah. So that we can, yes, please.
Is it possible also to get into this, not exactly, but this state, also doing, while doing other things?
Of course, yes.
Like, for example, you know, when
working, yeah. Yeah. Now I don't have any time for meditation, you know. Like, you know, it's like I'm doing, and as well as in touch with. So certainly. Yeah.
I'm just going to ask, what's the word in the text you use for wisdom in this context?
Yeah, it's like a
dhyam.
Yeah. Dhyam. Yeah. Dhiyam. Dhyam. Mm-hmm.
On the one side,
mm-hmm.
I really, really, of course, love the idea if I can, like, be a perfect practitioner who has an ordinary...
Yeah, I think, you know, just remove this perfect, you know.
No, I mean... this idea of stealing time but having a totally ordinary life.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how difficult that is. But then on the other side,
mm-hmm.
Like most of the examples I have,
mm-hmm.
of people who have really achieved the
mm-hmm.
goal,
mm-hmm.
almost all of them have spent many years or mm-hmm. decades in solitary
yeah.
retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. If I look at that, it looks like maybe chance of almost like it's too much like a dream to
mm-hmm.
kind of sounds like there's more chance.
Lots of retreat. Uh-huh. Yeah. But, you know, probably like this will change. Like, you know, maybe from retreat, you know, like you really get to touch this place.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, just closing eyes, you know. Like it's a matter of just closing eyes. And you really... So certainly, like, now it might feel what you are saying that is right. But later, you know, you will say what I am saying, you know, this.
After many years of solitary retreat.
You know, like we like time-wise, we cannot say. You know, like, but certainly, like one day you are going to say to me, you know, Ajay, you were right, you know, I can meditate, you know, like even in kind of like, well, when this... marriage music in India and still I can meditate there. Yeah.
Do you know like many people who have been like successful, really gone to the end
mm-hmm.
without doing much retreat? You know, just like in daily life?
You know, like different people, you know, certainly like, you know, in that, you know, it has to be interest, you know, your interest, and then, you know, nothing really matters. Like, you know, there is always, you will always find time, you know, like somehow. Yeah. Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're not talking about the mind and
no,
firing
no.
the mind,
no.
seeing what's going on and all that.
Yeah.
You're talking about the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it's not like experience.
Yeah, certainly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's just coming with time.
No, certainly no, like really, it's like, you know, drop, you know, and, you know, like any sea is divided into drops, you know, like any, you know, all the seas, you know, they can be divided into drops. So it's just a matter of drops. And certainly, you know, there will be a sea. Mm-hmm.
You used to talk like six years ago about you called it the passive place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't hear you mention it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any reason?
No, I know, because my I keep on forgetting, you know, like, you know, I invent some words, mm-hmm. and then, you know, I forget them, you know,
okay.
kind of, yeah.
So it's not like in the text, it's something you invent.
Yeah, like, you know, like because I have to really use some words, you know. like because like the most used words, you know, like when I say, then because we understand something, so we always go to that understanding and not try. So like, you know, so that people can try, you know, a little bit. So that's why I keep on changing, you know, words here.
Mm-hmm. Before you got to that place,
mm-hmm.
where you could
rest,
do such great practice, yeah. In such short time, did you do a lot of retreat?
Actually, like I heard this word retreat, you know,
yeah.
After many years, you know. Like I didn't know even word retreat. I didn't know even word enlightenment. You know? Like I was not knowing, you know. Many years after I heard all these words. Yeah, like somehow just, you know, some very strong experience, and then not allowing me to do anything other than this. You know, because like, you know, I have to do few things,
yeah.
But certainly, you know, like less than before.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Certainly there has been time that kind of like I was stealing as much I can steal. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kind of feeling that's quite important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like at some point, you know,
yeah, yeah.
That is very important.
Yeah.
Like the time management is very important.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the power of the Sangha meditating together.
Mm-hmm.
At some point when there's a call for a solitary retreat,
yes.
Would you like advice to
just... Yes, of course. Like when there is call, you know, I'm not against any call, you know. So when there is call from your girlfriend, you know, please attend. Like certainly, you know, calls cannot be... You know, like somehow calls. Have to be attended, you know. And certainly that time will come, you know, that some point, you know, like is, you know, your bed is good enough. Yeah. Like not even cushion, you know. Bed is good enough to meditate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have the idea to meditate lying down, or is it something? Where does it come from?
Yeah, I actually, like, you know, some point, you know, I really lie down,
yeah.
in my practices, and it really worked.
Yeah.
So then, you know, later, because I was like, you know, like when I started teaching, I felt people, like, really, you know, our bodies, like in this time, like we have very comfortable bodies, you know? Really kind of like we get all these kind of comforts. So maybe like at the time of Buddha, you know, because we were only walking, you know, so certainly bodies were so tired. So to sit in, you know, that was like as good as like lying on a very good mattress, you know. So I thought, maybe, you know, like somehow why to feel pain, you know, like just... try lying down, and I think, you know, to most people it works. एन युक्तिमता ब्रह्मन ज्ञानेनेयम हिवासना संसारी नून मायात समम स्यामेव भाष्वता. And Vasishtha is saying, like I can remember that place through which, like yukti mata, you know, this word in Sanskrit, yukti. Yukti means like a way which comes with the involvement of the person as well as availing opportunities, you know, like there is no ready-made way, you know, kind of, you know, nobody can tell you that, you know, you walk this way and it will work. So actually, like, some things can be said, and then we have to really involve with our feeling, you know, that, you know, this much left and this much right will be good for me. Like, each individual will find a very unique, you know, with the help of, certainly, with the help of, like, what is said in the books. So saying, like, say, you know, I remember, Vasishtha is saying, like, I remember certainly that place. That is, like, very, very helpful to find, can we call individual way, you know? Like, it's very, very helpful to find our individual way. And certainly, from that, following that, like a knowing happens, and samam shamev, all, like here he is using like darkness, all darkness you know, the activeness of all darkness cease and glow comes, kind of glow, maybe glow of wisdom comes. So Valmiki is saying, like Vasishtha, that certainly I remember that falling in that place and spending time there, I remember that has been very, very helpful for yukti, for the individual technique. And individual technique has been very, very helpful for the knowing. And knowing has been very, very helpful for ceasing blackness. You know, blackness means negativity, you know, really ceasing them. And actually samam means something cease without any power, you know, like you know, if my hand is like doing like this, I can hold this, and this is not samam. Samam means when my hand is automatically like this, you know, like without any, there is no movement and I'm not stopping movement, you know, that is samam. So he's saying that has been very, very helpful for sees negative side. And when that has happened, then some glow, you know, some glow of wisdom, glow of light has come. So saying like, certainly like what you are saying, that really makes sense. And kind of like, you know, I am going to do that, you know, like. Yeah, you know, like this maybe more like a negative energetic realms, you know.
Negative energetic
realms? Energetic. Like in energy-wise, mm-hmm. we will have some like negativities.
Yeah. Okay.
So those, you know. Uh-huh. Because he's like talking about energetic realm, you know. Mm-hmm. So certainly like, no, like he's saying like really falling in those energetic realms and just being there, you know. Like in meditation we fall deep places and spending time there, that is helpful for all these things what he's saying.
I don't know whether I fall into negative realms or not.
But some
a negative realm is always something to get out of, to In my latest practice, I just love the negative realm and love the negative feeling, and then it seems to just go by itself. So, were you saying to stay with it, or I didn't understand that.
Yeah, like, you know, actually, like here, because like the beginning was that Valmiki was referring, that Ram is ready to fall in those places, you know, like deep, energetic places. And you should, like, you know, he was asking to Vasishth, his teacher, that you should provide help so that Ram can be in those states. And then, you know, then he's saying, like, you know, from there, this happens and this happens and this happens. No, that I was saying actually, like, you know, I was just saying to, so that you understand what he means. Like, you know, I was saying, because this is our experience, being in a group is more helpful than being in alone. So I was saying, like, you know, because Valmiki is asking Ram's teacher to help him. So I was trying to describe how this help will be held, you know, together. So that's why I said, you know, in a group.
Do people fall into negative realms just like Ram did?
This is not like a, but, you know, what he's describing is not like an energetic realm, and there is like negativity, positivity, everything together. Kind of like a mixture of. And when you stay there, you know, something happens, you know, and then like energetically something happens, and then negativity is kind of like slowly out. Yeah, yeah, it's really kind of like a, once you fall in meditative, like very, very deep meditative states, then you see like something kind of is like, you know, your thoughts are not there, your mind is not there, but something like you feel something is going on energetically there. So he's referring that kind of state. Because also negativity is there, you know. Energetically, we are combination of positivity and negativity. Like energy-wise, like we are combination.
So,
yeah, not necessarily bad, you know. Otherwise, like you, like with bad, we really don't want to touch bad. So, like, you know, certainly not that way.
Yeah, it's hard to understand for me exactly what that is.
Yeah, you know, certainly, like, you know, like, without, you know, like, if you don't try, you know, don't try to understand and try to really remember good meditation, maybe then it's easy to understand. Yeah, like, you know, if you remember good meditation, remember what happens there, you know, some kind of sounds are happening and nothing else, energetic sounds.
Well, that would be a positive realm, wouldn't it?
No, it's like mixed realm.
Bird singing and things.
No, not bird singing, you know. Not bird singing. Like there is like this how to say.
Is there a feeling with it? Can you feel that?
No, it's not like really, it's beyond feelings.
Okay.
So also feelings are not there. It's like just the what?
State.
Yeah, it's state, but kind of like, you know, I'm trying to find a word. Yeah, certainly inner connection, but like something also goes on, you know, kind of like, yeah, fullness, you know, something, yeah.
Regardless of the outside
world. Yeah, you know, it's just like, you know, like you really, something like really,
alive.
Yeah, alive and really feels that something is going on, you know, but without knowing what is going on, kind of.
You see, that something's kind of just churning around.
Churning around, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, is that the? Yeah, you know, we can say, but it not exactly soul, you know, because soul will be behind, even behind this. This is like more, this is like more, you know, energetically, like how, because like this is energetically how you are in this life, like you know, if you know energetically, and then soul is like energetically all your lives together, you know, so that is like more, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah,
but I came a little bit late, so I'm not sure. You have to say if I'm like,
yeah.
Like just by letting ourselves fall into meditation, we fall like, it feels like going in or going deep. Or we could say going to another realm, but it's difficult because it's not really another realm. It's more like just sinking in. And when the awareness is already refined from meditation, we can feel not only our physical body, we can also feel our energetic body. So usually because we have no awareness of our energetic body, this doesn't say anything to us because we are not aware of the energetic body. We don't know that they are there. But the energetic body is built up from our emotions, from our thoughts, from our feelings, and from some things even more subtle, which is purely energetic. And in this meditation, and I would like to know from where the help comes. This was probably in the text that I came to read.
Yeah, like from the teacher, you know. Hmm? From the teacher.
From the teacher. Mm-hmm. So something comes like in and works on this energetic body. So it's like in a cross form, if we would imagine that, like same like a surgery going on, if you have like cancer or something. So, but this is like solely on the energetic realm. So, kind of purification and healing happening there. Mm-hmm.
But you were saying you can't feel it.
No, like no, you cannot feel it like...
Yeah, because it's like, you know, really like...
Energy you could feel.
Yeah, you know, like maybe kind of like, you know, in those times, you know, like it's like so much that feeling is not good enough to kind of...
Feeling is not good enough.
Like somehow, you know, like you... Because if you can feel, then you will know, kind of, you know. Yeah, it's really advanced meditative.
I would say you can feel
it's
it,
beyond feeling.
But it's not with the usual kind of feeling sense we have. It's like on an energetic realm of feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can be felt only when the awareness is already refined from meditation. Otherwise it happens too, but there is no awareness of
feeling.
So you just feel like more light after meditation and more fresh and...
Like, you know, you feel the effects, like after, you know, you feel very fresh and all these things, but not, you know, after feeling will be there, you know. Yes, please.
Good. Sorry. What if your experience is that you just feel really tired, not fresh at all?
Yeah. Also, like in the beginning, because it's too much work, you know, there. So in the beginning, it's certainly tired, you know, like so many things goes on. Like it's like too much in the beginning. So of course, tiredness also. Like in the very beginning, it's also tiredness felt. Like you're really very, very tired, you know, like without doing anything, you know, and you really have no way to explain to anyone, you know, why I am tired, you know, because also thinking is not there and, yeah, like, you know, this is like a kind of like the state, you know, state help, you know, kind of not, you know, not recognized, you know, like it will not be recognized that there is some help. But like later, you know, after you recognize that, you know, that was there. Yeah, you know, because it's like, you know, that doesn't, you know, teacher means not teacher in body, you know, kind of, you know, like, there is like this kind of energy most places available. Yeah. So, yeah.
Most places?
Most places, yeah.
No, some places don't have it.
You know, I think so. Some places don't have it, yeah. Yes, please, NSG.
Once you're aware of this energetic body and you maybe have worked with it for a while,
mm-hmm.
are you then actually able to also
something with this energetic body yourself?
Yeah, you know, later when there will be like more space, you know, because first is like it's very dense, and this is where you feel very tired and, you know, all those things. And but slowly, you know, something melted, then there is like more space, you know, like more spaciousness, and then, you know, like many things can be done, you know, like that. Yeah, maybe later, you know, like when it's very, very light, then like same comes like in aura, you know, same kind of light, you know, light of energetic body is seen in aura.
Sorry, you said this like the teacher, but was it kind of like energy, whatever, that can help? But you said it's most places. I just want to be quite clear about this.
Yeah.
Like what kind of places is it not there? Because I
kind of
want to avoid those
You know, I think, you know, wherever you will be, you know, there yeah. This will be available, yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
So what he says is it not available?
Pahalganj, yeah, maybe.
Huh?
Goa, yes. Could be. Yeah, no, okay, yes.
A new Petra would
react. Goa is full of teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The comment on his tiredness, I don't know if it's true, so you can answer, but I sometimes think that when one sort of sinks down, or for some reason I was have managed to relax and things start to come up, then one realizes how much one has been holding oneself together to manage.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather, if you've been working really hard all day long, and, you know, you keep going and you sit down in the chair in the evening, you're completely whacked.
Yeah.
Is it
something like that?
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not always the tide.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it
but
also be that.
Yeah. Like, but something like that, you know, like yeah. you really kind of acknowledge, you know, like how stiff, you know, like you are. Kind of, it's really difficult to move yourself. Yeah. Yeah. So this is where tiredness comes. Yeah. 1 minute, Leniji. Yeah. Yeah. Please. Yeah.
So first, you want to reach this meditative state,
mm-hmm.
and from that you can fall into the
into this
awakening.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Yes, Leniji.
I was just wondering if you can use. I still feel like I'm understanding about half of this. Can you? Are you talking about the tiredness?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just focus sometimes on the tiredness? And this is. What I'm feeling now,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling this tiredness,
mm-hmm.
and then just totally feel it and totally love it and relax and be with it as a focus or
mm-hmm.
as a something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly, you know, but like this physical tiredness and mental tiredness, you know, we could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like we could.
I'm very, very tired, so I'll just sit.
Yeah.
With the tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
And just.
Yeah, you know.
Sit with it.
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, like that's how, you know, like we. Like when we are very, very tired, we sleep with the tiredness, and tiredness goes, you know. Like somehow, you know, like it really works. You know.
So I'm just wondering, what does it mean if you have like a generally low energy?
Mm-hmm.
Like for years?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Energetic.
Yeah, it could be, and it also could be like somewhere clarity is not there, you know, like you are still trying to find something and you haven't found, you know, like on thinking basis. So then also there is low energy.
And so that kind of manifests itself in like how you feel in the day physically also.
Yeah.
How much energy you have to do anything.
Yeah, certainly, you know. You know, because like, you know, that's where we start, you know, like how much energy, you know, like how fresh in the morning I am, and kind of, you know, like I will start from there, like the day, mostly.
Rene, are you saying that like some of these negative energetic places can dissolve by like just being with them?
Yeah, in this state, like in a like this is not like a kind of like thinking state or feeling state. It's like energetically in meditation you drop there, and there is no kind of like thinking, there is no feeling, something goes on there.
So there's nothing, like it doesn't come out in feelings in your body ever?
Feelings
in your body, sensations in your body.
No, because this is like very, you know, in the very formal type of meditation we feel this. But then starting from here we drop, you know, to beyond mind, we drop beyond feelings, and then this energetic body, like what here Ram is, you know, he's describing for Ram, it's like when we drop in our energetic body, you know, and there what happens. Like, you know, like it's like in the beginning, certainly nothing, you know, like you have to kind of kill time, you know, in the beginning it's like that, you know, like as if killing time, but then there comes like some more space, because it's like in the beginning it's so stiff, but later, you know, like later there is like some way of knowing. Very late, you know, like what was going on. Like in the beginning, you know, you don't know what is going on, kind of, you know. But later, like you somehow find it out that, you know, that's what was going on.
Do you only find it out because of how you feel after?
Yeah, because of your state after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't actually feel it during.
During, you know, like it's like so much kind of, you know, it's like, you know, like if you try to hear. In kind of like in wedding music, you know, in India, something like that, you know, like it's like so much going on, so almost, you know, you cannot hear your words, you know, even.
So you can't actually really be aware of what's going on energetically?
Awareness doesn't work there, you know, it's like different body, energetic body, and only energy is kind of like work there. So, but later, you know, like when there is like more space, then there is kind of like a, maybe, I will say knowing, you know, you just know, but like there is like a direct knowing, you know, like there is an, like knowing via feeling, so not that knowing, you know, there is a knowing, just knowing, so that way you know.
How would you define, like, let's say, the negative? Like, how is it?
You know, like it's like so mixed.
The negative is mixed?
Yeah, positive, negative is mixed there.
What do you mean when you say negative? Why?
Negative, because, like, you know, like if we see our life, you know, like so. Our like if you look like, you know, 1 hour off, you know, it goes from one face to another face, kind of like maybe 5 minutes happy, 3 minutes unhappy, you know, 2 minutes angry. So all these things energetically are stored in energetic body. So they are like together, you know, everything is like together. And when you find some space to be there, kind of, you know, be there, so some kind of like movement happens. Like in the beginning, maybe also not movement, you know, but like when you have spent some time, like some kind of movement, and then these energetic sounds, and then more space and more space, and somehow listening, you know, like it really evaporates, you know, somehow. Yeah.
And less, like, dense.
Yeah, you know, all density is gone, you know.
That's what you mean by space.
Yeah. Like, you know, all this kind of, you know, stiffness, density is gone. And kind of like a more light realm where you can, yeah.
But I don't understand this, why you could, because you can feel that, you know. I don't understand that you cannot feel it.
Okay, so we can feel this, yeah.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Is this what you were saying about prana? Or is it something else?
Yeah, because prana is like in the body. You know? Like prana, you know, really make our body kind of like to run. You know, like they are runner of our body, kind of, you know, prana. And this, like, you know, if we don't do meditation, or any practice, like, you know, this part will not be felt, you know. Prana is like every day, like you feel. Yeah.
Prana is a life force.
Yeah, life force, you know, vitality.
Would you coming back to the point, just to clarify, would you say that the negative energies are the kind who basically makes us suffer, like, it's not pleasant, like anger, like sadness.
Mm-hmm. But like, you know, if you ask Leniji, he will say anger works, you know. in India, you know, if you have to, you know, sometimes, you know, you really have to get angry, you know, to do things. So I think, you know, sometimes it also works, you know. Lady G, you know, always explains this to me, you know. So
you're just basically talking about, like, yeah, mixture.
Mixture, you know. It's like really mixture, you know. Yeah. It's not good, not bad, you know. Yeah. That's how we are, you know. Like, that's how we find ourselves.
Yeah, because when saying negative or positivity,
it's a bit
confusing.
Yeah, because it's like, it's there, you know. Like, something what we can call negative is also there.
Yeah.
Yes, NCD, yeah.
It sounds to me like when you meditate, that once you reach that state, or this sort of on a more constant level, so if you find yourself in that space,
yeah,
that's really a time where a teacher is very helpful.
Yeah, and that's what he is mentioning, you know, like, you know, those times, like, teachers are helpful. Yeah. Yes, Leniji.
Isn't this after quite a bit of practice?
Yeah.
I mean,
Certainly, you know, after quite a bit of practice, you know.
Yeah.
But because in the book, so that's why I'm talking. And, you know, and also, like, one day you will be there. Like, you know, like I really see that, you know, one day you have to face them. So also because of that, I'm talking. Yeah. Yes, please.
I'd like to say something in connection with what Lorna was asking about. Is there something more that we need to do apart from just lying down? Because, see, like, I notice, I mean, you do your morning exercise.
Well, yeah.
You know. So, I mean, which I do as well. And maybe this isn't emphasized. sufficiently aware of the importance of this and how much it can awaken
mm-hmm.
energies in the body or
yeah.
in the energetic body.
Mm-hmm.
So with Lorna's point about the feeling low energy
yeah.
chronically,
yeah.
You know, it could be related to many things. It could be related to diet,
yeah.
for example.
Yeah, many things, yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
To how much physical activity
mm-hmm.
one gets.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in some cases, for some people actually need to be physically more active.
Yeah,
I mean,
certainly.
To do more breath work or
yeah.
more yoga in the morning. Just
mm-hmm.
awaken the energies for the day.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Change to
mm-hmm.
overhaul your diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Certainly, all these things, you know, are helpful. Kind of like, you know, I think, you know, some physical exercises in the morning are very, very helpful for the body. You know, also, you know, if exercises are like, you know, little meditative, you know, they are also helpful for meditation. So certainly, you know, all these things are very, very helpful.
In some people, the feeling of low energy can be if someone's like using, someone's very angry,
mm-hmm.
and then they're using just as much, and then they're holding down all the anger, for example, then there's
mm-hmm.
nothing left. You know, you're using half your energy to
yeah.
hold the other half down,
yeah.
and there's like nothing left.
Yeah.
So that also can be.
Yeah, that also, like, many reasons can be, you know, for low energy, you know, not enough good diet, you know, like not. Physical exercises, you know, not these kind of like mental states, like so many things, you know, factors. Please.
You said that first when you get to the energetic realm, it's just too much and we don't really know, then some space gone and we know. Is it only by experiencing a lot the too much that the space will come? Or there's a kind of process?
Yeah, you know, I think there is a process, you know, like you really like to go there, you know, somehow, every day spend some time, and then, you know, like certainly, you know, it's too much, and then, you know, slowly you get used to it, and then, you know, something else happens. So it's really a process, we can say. You know, because like you cannot make efforts, you know, on your mind level, on your feeling level, you know. It's like certainly like some energetic effort, but not that you can make, you know. It's like really, that's why like a book is saying that teacher is needed, you know. Like there is like a some, it has to be pulled, you know. You have to be pulled in somehow, like magnetic or whatever, you know, however you know. Yes, please.
This energetic body, uh-huh. I keep having this image of these many, many atoms.
Uh-huh. Yes,
energy.
Yes, like, yes.
I don't know, is it
that? Yeah, this is like, you know, I was trying to, and then I forgot atom, you know, kind of is. So certainly like, you know, that way, you know, like it really feels very, very alive, you know, so alive, like, you know, so many atoms alive, you know, there. Okay, yeah, so yeah, I'm saying that you can feel, yeah.
You mentioned prana
mm-hmm.
just now. This just reminded me of something we were talking about some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a big issue for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talking about prana and chi.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that for many people, prana and chi are just
same.
Words for the same thing.
Yeah.
Which was how I felt as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that you were saying that
they're not the same thing.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
And now I see.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
That they're not.
They are not the same. Yeah.
So, do you want to say more about this? Maybe?
Yeah, it's like it's very, very experiential, you know, kind of, you know, it's like, I think just tomorrow you will give some experience of it, so that will be helpful. You know, like speaking is, like about these things, you know, speaking is not good enough, you know, like about these things. So, you know, if I say, you know, certainly like what happens, like when somebody speaks, we really try to understand. And because it's not like this understanding has to be experiential understanding. And because we don't have experience, so we really, there is lack of experience, but it's still I try to understand. And then it's very difficult for me. Then I create some concept, some wrong concept about it. And that really goes very long with me. So that's why maybe tomorrow you give some experiences and then.
When are you doing that, Balaji?
Tomorrow morning.
Chana is an Indian expression and chi is Chinese.
Well, yeah, that's the conventional.
Because like you know he.
Chinese expression.
You know, I think expression is not good enough for these things, you know. You have to experience. You know. So, come tomorrow.
But chi is not an Indian word, is it?
Chi is Chinese word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I said.
That's exactly the point.
But in chi, you know, there are at least 10 different kinds of chi in Chinese thinking. It's not just one chi. There is the chi you get from the food, there is the chi you get from the parents, there is the chi you get from music. There are so many different kinds of chis. It's not one thing, it's not like prana.
You know,
it's so many different chis.
Yeah.
It's just the big expression, chi.
Mm-hmm.
But there are at least 10 different chis.
Yeah, but the conventional thinking is that the chi and prana are just two different words
for the same thing.
For life energy.
Two different cultural universes, but for the same thing, which is life energy. But some years ago, we were having this kind of debate, you know, with Andy as well, you remember Andy, that actually they're not the same thing, prana and chi, and now I also feel that they're not the same. But for me, chi is something more subtle. It's has this something soft and silky about it. Whereas prana
that's one kind of chi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prana is more, feels more gross.
When do you feel them? Can you give an example? Like in different situations where you can say this is chi and this is prana?
When I practice yoga, especially pranayama, what I feel is prana. And when I do a lot of lying down meditation, what I feel is the chi.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
May I just say, I was going to, in fact I am doing kind of a guided meditation tomorrow on breathing and energy, but now I'm beginning to feel even more of an amateur than I've before.
Yeah, you know, I think you just do your thing, and then because it's like very experiential, you know, maybe like you know a different kind of discussion come, you know, tomorrow.
So what are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, like you know, the Kailashji will be teaching chi. Tai Chi in the morning. At 10, Janji will be kind of, you know, giving this like instructions for, but like on energetic and like breathing level.
Okay,
so
these are at different times.
You can come to both.
Yeah.
It's the same as it last retreat. Mm.
It's the same.
Well, more or less, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But we'll add a bit of belly breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's on the notice board.
So maybe time for silence for a couple of minutes.